is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone
CBS News Brief, a new ice storm is moving into the Portland, Oregon area where many still have no electricity after bad weather over the weekend.
We had three oaks come down in the backyard, big ones that did damage to the roof. We had two fir trees come down in the front yards that took down power lines and everything, and that was all on Saturday morning.
Bitter cold settled in the east and the nation's midsection. Donald Trump takes a swipe at a competitor as the GOP presidential contenders move on to New Hampshire ahead of next Tuesday's vote.
Nikki Haley, in particular, is counting on the Democrats and liberals to infiltrate your Republican primary.
Mr. Trump, Haley, and Ron DeSantis all made stops in the Granite State. Secretary of State Blinken grapples with the war in Gaza during a stop at the World Economic Forum in Davos.
The suffering we're seeing among innocent men, women and children breaks my heart. The question is, what is to be done?
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test, fix, save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba!
Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona!
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 9 for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill won't give up. We're going to stay below zero with that wind chill here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 10 above with some light snow possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Good morning from the Sunrise Show. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country here at Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio, thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everyone. Made it through halfway. Halfway point.
Boy, I'm telling you, with the snow days we've had, mm-hmm. and we had, I know we were working on Monday, but the kids were off on Monday. I have no idea what month we're in anymore.
Yeah,
I'm so confused. What day, month, it doesn't,
It's not fair that it begins with a J because I keep wanting to say Jude or July.
July, too many J's.
Which is months. Really, really twisted. It's not fair. It's not fair, weather-wise especially. We hope you're having a great start to the day, everybody. Thanks for kicking it off with us. This is going to be the last show we get to do together, the three of us, for a while. Mm-hmm. It won't be the last one, but it'll be the last time for a while, I imagine. So I just wanted to thank you both for helping get this started off the ground. No way it happens without the two of you. And it's been a lot of fun and looking forward to doing some more on this show and this network with you guys. Is hopefully you have a little more free time. And I mean a little. We're not talking a lot here, everybody. But hopefully a little bit. And we'll be able to see what that develops, what happens with that. Like maybe you guys have more of a life. Maybe you guys, maybe not as many gray hairs. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
You expect us to fill this 1 hour in the morning with life, James?
I was thinking maybe sleeping in. I was thinking maybe.
Listen to Melissa laugh for like 10 minutes now.
Yeah. Well, and both of you, you've got.
Die, apparently.
She can't breathe either. Okay.
An Iowa man's yard is where we start our show. He is attracting schools of visitors from across the area after he built a 20-foot-long shark sculpture out of snow. Ooh. Whoa. Carlos Maldonado, a sculptor and owner of Carlos Maldonado's artwork in Iowa City, created a 5.5-foot tall great white shark sculpture from snow with help from his two sons.
Wow.
That's impressive.
No kidding.
Quote, I looked up snow sculptures. I didn't really want to do anything plain, he told the Iowa News. When I saw a shark online, I figured I could do that. So I gave it a shot, and this is what we ended up with. He said it took about 4.5 hours to sculpt the shark and another hour and a half to color it with watered down arsenic paint.
Oh, wow.
The following day. Maldonado's photo of his artwork is posted online, led to an influx of visitors waiting to take photos with the snow shark.
Because who wouldn't want that?
That's awesome.
Quote, my fiance had seen this online on Facebook, and we just thought it was a really good idea to bring our kids out to be able to see what creativity and what they could really do with the snow. Mm. It will be a very good memory for my kids. It's also something that they're going to keep doing.
Wow.
I love the idea of, okay, it's snowing out like crazy. We're going to do something not only outside, we're going to use our kids' creativity. We're going to help them do some of that.
That's really cool. Oh, wow.
It looks amazing.
The color, you know, when you said snow sculpture, I just thought it was regular, you know, maybe coal eyes or something. No way, man. They got the teeth. I was like, did they use icicles for teeth? Because that would work really well. But man, it looks really cool.
It looks incredibly like a snow.
Lifelike, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a shark that got stuck in the snow. It really does.
I'm just going to park here in your yard for a minute.
It's pretty cool. Carlos also has a brewer hat on. Just thought I should mention that.
Of course you would notice that.
This is really cool. If you get a chance to look it up, it's, I think, one of those feel-good stories, great way to start your day. I think especially in a year like this, 2024, where we've got we all understand it's a political year, and there are going to be elections and things, and we all understand the last 10, 15 years have been a bit divisive. Fight that. Push against that. We have more in common than not. We are more alike than not.
I agree.
And one of the best ways to counter these things I have found as somebody who has to sleep and breathe and eat news every day is palate cleansers. The beginning of the day, the end of the day. Have something that makes you smile. Have something that makes you laugh. If you're fortunate enough, it's somebody in your life. For some of us, it's The Simpsons. Or maybe watching animal videos. I got this one.
Puppy stories.
Oh, there's a bear and this tiger. There's a bear and tiger that are friends. And I cannot get enough of the videos of it. It's so good. Oh, I got one the other day of a parrot and a rabbit. And the rabbit was helping the parrot. It was great. It was so good. It was
seeing animals help each other. You know, different disparate animals doing that. How cool is that?
I can't not
smile.
Be like
the animal kingdom.
There's nothing about like it makes me. I could be in the worst mood ever. I see that and I'm like, oh man, that's kind of cool. We should be able to do that.
I was gonna say that makes it sad for humans. Why they can get along? Yeah. Why can't we get along?
A bear and a tiger can get along.
I mean, come on.
And there's a lion there too. There's also a lion there. Come
Lions
on.
And tigers and bears. Geez.
Yeah.
Wow.
To be fair, they also eat each other, though. Yeah. So, I mean, we should not leave that out.
No, we should be fair enough. Yeah, you're right.
Looking at our National Day of Calendar, let's go ahead and dive right into this. January 17th, 2024, it's Cable Car Day. Have you guys
cable
ever ridden
cars
on?
Are cool.
Yes, yeah, they are.
Yeah, they are.
You ever ridden on one, either of you?
I have not.
I have, but I'm trying to remember where. I do not remember. So I've never been to San Francisco. You know, they have the famous cable cars there.
Yeah.
But I know I've done it, but I can't remember where it was because I'm sure there's other cities that I've been to that have them. But totally.
But you remember you have at least.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have a lot. When I was staying in California, we spent a lot of filming time in San Francisco.
Mm.
And when you're filming, you've got your scenes. And then, of course, you're waiting for your colleagues to finish their scenes. And you have some time to kill, usually, especially if you don't have a lot of makeup or anything like that that you've got to worry about. Mm. So I spent my time on the streets of San Francisco. And I as many times as I could get out of cable car, I did. So much so to the point that the gentleman that was kind of in charge, I guess, or kind of driving. It didn't seem like he was really driving it, more so just kind of like holding the steering wheel and trying to keep things in line.
Yeah, exactly.
Said, are you going somewhere? Thought I was homeless.
Oh, because you're just riding over and over. Yeah.
Well, and I had like a Dago, just a tank top on and some pants because I was in between scenes and I didn't want to get my shirt dirty.
Right.
That went good to go over the greatest, but a bunch of times. There's so much fun.
Very cool, yeah.
Just not exactly. There's a reason why you've never seen a great chase scene involving a cable car, though.
And
kind of stuck on the same track.
Yeah. You know, Bullet would have been a completely different movie if it had been a cable car.
They didn't include that. That's a great deleted scene of Steve McQueen just jumping on a cable car and just waiting. I'd actually like to see that. Steve McQueen could probably pull that off. He could probably pull that off. If you get a chance, I think it's a lot of fun to be able to ride on. There's some pretty interesting history behind cable cars, too. If you're interested, go ahead and dive right into that rabbit hole. National Bootleggers Day. Wait a minute.
I was going to say, isn't that illegal? Bootlegging is illegal.
Feels like... Can we get in trouble even for just saying that?
I don't know. What's the deal?
I think today is the day that Prohibition started in, the 1920s?
Yes.
It would have been in 1920. What was it? It's January what today? The 17th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think you're right, Melissa. Yeah.
Taking a look at it here. And yes, Melissa is right. Ding, 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 ding. The term bootlegger got its start in the United States back in the 1880s when Midwestern white men would slip flasks of liquor into their boots so they could illegally trade them with the Native Americans.
Oh, geez.
I didn't know that's where bootlegger came from.
Oh, that's
how
funny.
About that?
That's so
rum
good.
Rum runners.
Yep,
rum runners. Smugglers.
That's so good. That's so good. This is a wonderful life lesson about America. This is part of the tapestry, part of the story of America, bootlegging. And a big part of our country was built on this. Take a look at the Rockefellers. True. Take a look at the Kennedys. Take a look at a lot of our you know, quote unquote royalty in this family, in this country, and family, I'll say, because we're a country as a family. That a lot of that comes from bootlegging. It's also a big story of how America has survived and how America has made it this far. Yes, with industry, with the rise of engineering and all these other things. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of impressive things we've done. We've also done bootlegging. We've had other things in this country that have helped us get where we are, and we wouldn't be here without them in many ways. Yep.
Well, it's the old saying, you know. I actually don't know if you know if it's a saying, but if there is a want, if there is a desire out there, there'll be someone there to fill that desire.
Oh, yeah.
Legal or illegal. Yep.
Find a way.
They will
it's
find
also
a, way.
A great example of what not to do. Prohibition was a dismal failure.
it did not work very well.
No. I don't know if we learned the lesson, but I think it was a lesson that was there for us to learn.
It's still there, yeah.
Yeah. National. Mm. What'd you say, Mel?
Yep.
That's what I thought. I'm so worried about cutting her off. That I'm like, National Hot Buttered Rum Day. So wait a minute.
Eat your bootleg rum and make a hot buttered rum.
Dump it in some butter.
So bootlegging, of course, you know, your standard typical bootlegging. I did a lot of research on this because of a TV show that I was going to be a part of. It was all about bootlegging in New York. In the research I found, everything is in, you know, bins and in you know, I cannot think of words today. I apologize. I was up all
stills?
Night.
Is that what it was?
How they distribute it, how they hit it, how
okay.
Barrels. In barrels. Well, it's speakeasies, but in barrels usually. Everything was in barrels.
How they gave it away.
And this wasn't the greatest alcohol you've ever tasted.
Oh, no.
Most of this stuff was pretty bad.
Bathtub gin?
Yep.
Yeah.
That could be dangerous.
Love the idea of somebody trying to bootleg, but they've got a like really expensive taste. Yeah. And they're like, they're just trying to make a whole thing of hot butter rum. Yeah. It's hot butter just
my
drinks.
Bootleg champagne.
Yeah. Why isn't this working? I'm horrible at bootlegging.
Although today would be a great day to enjoy this warm and tasty hot beverage.
Yeah. You're going to have it. And you have to have somebody deliver it to you, just as Melissa was saying that. That was a very well. You delivered that nice. That was good. It's National Classy Day. Stay classy, San Diego. graceful sophistication effortlessly exudes from what the what? I'm not reading that.
No.
Class is overrated, and also class is one of those things that every single person, no matter who you are or how rich or poor or whatever you are, you can have. My mom used to always tell us that just because we were born, in the projects didn't mean we had to act like it. Or look like it, or those kind of things. We tried to put on a good front. We tried to look our best and try to treat people with our best. I think class is holding the door open for somebody when they're behind you. I think class is looking out for each other. And I definitely think class is, oh, we don't agree? Cool. I'm going this way. You go that way. Yep. See you later. Not
we can agree to disagree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The most unclassy thing to me and the most un-American thing to me is not only disagreeing, but turning into babies about it and whining. Yeah. I mean, my God, I'm sick of whining. And I've got a whole year of it ahead, too. stay classy, especially when at this time of year, especially when this is going. I know some people disagree with me with this. When they go low, you stay you. You be you. You don't have to go to that level.
No,
You don't have to treat it. That doesn't make you any better. Doesn't make the situation any better. And maybe just more importantly, there are always kids watching. There are always kids taking this stuff in. And what kind of? It's not about the world. It's not just about the world that we want to leave for them. Mm-hmm. It's about, my God, how do we want them to be when they're our age?
Being an example for them. Yeah,
exactly.
Imagine if this keeps going this way. What politics, what the world is going to be like in 20 years. Man. If all the kids growing up right now, all they see is a bunch of whiny politicians, a bunch of whiny Democrats or Republicans who can't get along.
They can't get anything done.
Yeah, can't get a dang thing done. And all they do is whine and bicker and pick on it and act like children, for God's sake. Expect more of your politicians. Expect them to be actual human beings. I'm not a guy who like thinks that we need to go back in time or go old school or romanticizes the past or anything like that. But I will say that I did appreciate how we used to handle politics. That two politicians could get along and maybe didn't like each other or whatever, but they ended the debate shaking hands. It got pretty heated, but there wasn't personal stuff in there. There wasn't
they
people.
They could work together.
Because they had brains. A person shows you what they're made of and what kind of brain power they have, the lower they go. Like, if they can't talk to a woman without referring to her by her first name and whining about her and these kind of things, like, that tells you a lot about that person. That man is insecure. That human being is one of the most insecure human beings you'll ever probably see. Things like that.
Right. Well, and when you have that kind of mindset, you're working with that person. You both want something, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing.
Trying to work toward a common goal.
Exactly. Or if, like James has said many times, maybe you don't get everything you want, but you still get something. Both sides get something.
Compromise.
That's
aren't all relationships that way?
That we're still moving forward. We're still moving forward, and that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Or you could be classy like Betty White.
Yeah.
Why this day was founded, because today is her birthday.
Today is her birthday. Yeah.
The great Betty White.
And one of the epitomes of class, while also being hilarious.
Yes.
Also being able to push boundaries. And
being a down-to-earth person, not taking herself too seriously.
And there you go.
Before she got really, really big again at the tail end of her career, she did some cameos on the TV show Community. And I'd never seen her act like that before. I'd never seen that side of her.
That was so awesome.
Betty could do both. She could do classy and go silly, go funny. She's something. Miss her. And it's really cool that it would have been her birthday today.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it's been a year already since she's been gone then.
Yeah,
because I know she passed right before her birthday. Mm-hmm. So
it has been. Yep.
Got some great requested music right now. This is for Rebecca over in Plover. Here's Haley Witters, Everything She Ain't, on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
She ain't the cup of tea you ought to be sipping. She treats you like you're broke, like you need fixing. You ain't getting nothing back for all that you're giving. If you're good with who you're kissing, say lovey. but I can show you what you're missing. Yeah, boy, I can be the whiskey in your soda, the lime to your Corona, shotgun in your Tacoma, the Audrey to your Hank. She's got a little style and a Hollywood smile, but believe me, honey, good as money in the bank. I'm everything she is and everything she ain't.
This is Tanya Tucker.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks around Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with a suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man. In her younger days they called her Delta Dawn, the prettiest one you ever laid eyes on. To his mansion in the sky. Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky?
Traditional country music is alive and well in the heart of Wisconsin. From country legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
This is Alan Jackson. Here I am alone again tonight in this old empty house. It's hard to learn what you don't think you need. You can't live without. Never leave the sound of the telephone. But ever since you left, I've been gone. Gone crazy, going out of my mind. I've asked myself the reason 1,000 times. hallway, trying to leave the pain behind. Ever since you left, I've been gone. Never saw your face this many times when you were really here. The things you said I never understood, now crystal clear. I never spent this much time at home. Ever since you left, I've been gone, gone crazy, going out of my mind. I've asked myself the reasons at least 1,000 times, going up and down this hallway, trying to leave the pain behind. Ever since you left, I've been gone, gone crazy, going out of my mind. I've asked myself the reasons at least 1,000 times, going up and down this hallway, trying to leave the pain behind. Ever since you left me, I've been gone.
Travis Tritt talking about the first songs he wrote.
Oh yeah, I remember the first one for sure. I wrote, I can't read your mind, I don't know what you're thinking. Is there a love inside of you for me that's real? And I wrote that on a lifeguard stand in Gulf Shores, Alabama. I was dating a girl who was a graduating senior. And I thought I was really, or I thought I was dating her. I ended up going with her on her senior trip, lied to my parents, told them I was going fishing or something, and went down to Gulf Shores, Alabama with her. And within a matter of, I think, 24 hours a day, she had was out with this lifeguard, and I was kind of by myself. And so I thought it was really kind of ironic that I ended up on top of a lifeguard stand at 4 o'clock in the morning writing this song. But that was kind of the introduction. And I played it for people later on, and people said, oh, that's actually pretty good. You should do more of that.
When you meet that certain someone you've been searching hard to find, it's a new love full of passion that can sometimes make you blind. I don't mind being swept away if I know right from the start. So before we go much further, girl, can I trust you with my heart? In the time we've spent together, I have learned to trust in you. So many things you've given before I even asked you to. But reality and romance are sometimes far apart. So what I really need to know is, can I trust you with my heart? Cast my cares upon you. Can you stand the heavy load? Can I count on you to walk me down that
that long and winding road. If you promise me these simple things, I can guarantee you can always count on me. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. And are sworn to understand, it completes a perfect union between a woman and a man. So please don't misunderstand me, I don't want to go too far without knowing just one answer. Can I trust you with my heart? One answer. Can I trust you with my heart?
One and only Travis Tritt. Can I trust you with my heart? On Wis Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. That was a great intro. I love that story.
That is a great story from him.
But that line that is just a beautiful line right there. That's pretty good. He had that as a teenager. He came up with that.
Yeah.
Talking to Seth about the idea of you write something as a teenager and being able to record it in your mid-20s, late 30s, or in anywhere in between there.
Right.
That's got to be pretty wild.
That's cool, yeah.
That's pretty cool. You get any chance you get to ever hear Travis Tritt interviews, take them, everybody.
He's a great interviewer.
He's a great talker. Leanne Rimes had surgery this past Friday to remove pancreas cells that were detected on her cervix during a routine exam.
Ooh.
Apparently, things rarely go smoothly for her this time of year. In an Instagram post, she said, quote, January is usually a challenging month for me. Over the past couple of years, I've either been going through dental surgeries or recovering from a vocal hemorrhage or around this time, which was all pretty depressing.
Wow.
Luckily, it was only a minor procedure, and it sounds like they caught it early. Leanne said, quote, early stages of cervical cancer don't usually involve symptoms, so annual screenings and early detection can be life-saving.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Please get tested, everybody.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And great of her to share that story and how important it is to get your annual checkups.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And the support that you can give to people in these situations is vital, is important. I like that we're in a day and age where we're talking about these things out loud and we're sharing these stories. I don't make light, like you said there, Melissa, of her sharing this story. Can't be easy, but I also appreciate that she does it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's really important also to note that for people who don't have healthcare or don't have a primary care physician, places like Planned Parenthood will offer this service for free for people who need it.
Yep.
Thank you, Melissa. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have known that until you said it. Thank you. That's really interesting to hear. I will spread that word around myself.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good example, too, of, you know, things start rough, okay, but how do they end? That's what matters.
Yeah.
It's not how it starts, it's how it ends.
Yeah.
But she's also goes on to say in other posts and everything about how how the year picks up.
Good.
And that and everything.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Does anybody else have blue in their head now? I have blue in my head. I can't help it.
Well, now that you said it.
Yeah, yeah. I can't help it. Miranda Lambert, one of my favorites. I don't know if this is okay or not. I'm going to be completely honest. This is a little out of my wheelhouse. Before every show at her Las Vegas residency, Miranda Lambert takes communion with her crew. but instead of wafers, they use tequila shots.
Oh, dear.
I don't know if that counts as communion, then.
She says, quote, we call it communion. I know we're not supposed to, because we actually take them off of a communication tray. Hey, I grew up at a church, and we are in Sin City. So she's combining the world.
That's hilarious.
That is funny.
I couldn't play the video because she swears in it. But she does go on to talk about this a little bit and everything. And I, again, this is not my wheelhouse by any means. But I mean, for one, the camaraderie for her and her team, her crew, that's what this is about. That's what matters for them going out there on that stage and everything. I would think that this is better than not doing it. I mean, I don't know. Not my wheelhouse.
I do find it funny that they actually use a communion tray for it.
Yeah, tray. Although, yeah, that is funny.
Although, unless anyone in her crew is an ordained, pastor or something like that, it doesn't technically count. So okay, it's fine. They're good.
I'll be honest. I was going to ask off air because I didn't want to seem silly. But
all right.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Okay. It didn't seem like it. But, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And get ready, everybody. There's a new country star just waiting for you. Miami Heat star Jimmy Butler. He says he's been quietly working on his own country album for over a year. He says he's already has about 60 songs, and he's aiming to record another 200 to have more to choose from.
Oh, good for him.
I believe him, and I am not going to doubt him.
No, not at all.
Jimmy Butler was a late-round pick out of Marquette. That a lot of people thought, if you go back and look at the grades on him and everything, he's going to be a great sixth man. He's going to be a really good bench player. He's going to be able to give you 15 to 20 minutes, maybe a double-double here and there and everything. That's what they expected of Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler read that and said, okay, hold my beer. and when it has gone on to not only be a multiple-time all-star, but get his team to the NBA Finals twice.
By himself almost?
Pretty much.
Literally by himself? Yeah.
Yeah, he is one of the most hardworking, determined athletes we've ever seen, period. So if he says he's going to do this and he's not playing anymore and he's got to put all that energy and all that, it's not like these guys can just flip a switch. Right. Every once in a while you see an athlete that, their retirement's treating them good. They're pretty relaxed. Calvin Johnson is like this. If you look at Calvin Johnson's life, he left the Detroit Lions and just seems to be really happy. Mm-hmm. Seems really good and everything. And then there are athletes like Michael Jordan that are constantly looking for that competition, constantly looking for that chance to compete. In the music industry, that seems like a pretty good place to go if you want to compete, if you want to, be able to, and you're hardworking and you're determined and you don't mind being on the road. You're used to being on the road. You're used to traveling, a lot of this stuff that athletes do. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's some parallels there that could happen. There is one catch here. We have never heard him sing. So
we don't know. Now, there's plenty of athletes out there who are very good singers or musicians. You think of like Bernie Williams, who is a fabulous guitar player.
Bernie Williams, I believe, is playing in an orchestra too, like the New York Symphony Orchestra or something like that.
Yeah, he's very talented guitarist. And I mean, a couple guys who've done that, and then some who probably shouldn't have. Troy Aikman.
Yeah. Troy. Oh, poor Troy.
He's a great analyst. He was a great quarterback. Troy. You're fine. Sick. Yeah.
And I take it back. Jimmy Butler we have heard him sing a little bit. There's a couple of like Michelob commercials where he's singing Hootie Blowfish songs. Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie Blowfish. I like that.
Hootie Blowfish.
Hootie Blowfish.
The next cover band for Hootie and the Blowfish, Hootie Blowfish. Just no and. So just Hootie Blowfish.
So he must be a friend of Darius Rucker's.
Yeah,
he must be. Yeah.
That was when I was going to end on. Him and Darius Rucker have actually been working together. And when this album does come out, I believe that they've already done a song together, so that'll be on there.
That's
and
cool.
He's gotten a couple of country stars that have already
some help from that,
collabed with him and everything. It should be interesting. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We may be playing.
We will see.
Yeah, you go, Jimmy.
You do your thing, man. Jimmy Buckets. We are going to be, we may be hearing him right here on this station, Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver.
A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 9 for a high this afternoon, but that wind chill won't give up. We're going to stay below zero with that wind chill here for a good chunk of the day today. Tonight will be mostly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 10 above with some light snow possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
Country legends 24/7, 105.5.
Hey y'all, we're Little Texas,
and this is where all the great country plays. Country Legends 24/7.
I don't stay out all night. I don't close down the bars, and I don't make a fool of myself. And I don't get too loud, and I don't ever raise too much hell. But there's a first time for everything. Since you said goodbye, there's not much of that.
The first time.
This is Country Legends 24/7.
You look so disbelieving at my suitcase by the door. My taxi's on its way. I can't take it anymore. Lately you've forgotten what loving is about. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to figure it out. You've got 5 minutes to tell me what I needed to hear. You've got 5 minutes to show me. You better do some talking, 'cause my taxi's on its way. We used to set the nights on fire, now every day is the same. Well, now you've got 5 minutes to kindle the flame. You've got 5 minutes to tell me what I.
This is Tim McGraw.
I know how to hold a grudge. I can send a bridge up in smoke. I can't count the people I've let down, the hearts I broke. You ain't gotta dig too deep if you wanna find some dirt on me. But I'm learning who you've been ain't who you gotta be. It's gonna be an uphill climb. Oh, honey, I won't lie. I ain't no angel. I still got a few more dances with the devil. Stand the man in the mirror I see. I ain't as good as I'm gonna get, but I'm better than I used to be. I pinned a lot of demons to the ground. Got a few old habits left, but there's still one or two I might need you to
But put some faith in me and someday you'll see there's a diamond under all this dust. I ain't no angel. I still got a few more dances with the devil. I still got a few more dances with the devil, but I'm cleaning up my act little by little. I'm getting there. I can finally stand the man in the mirror I see. I ain't as good as I'm gonna get, but I'm better than I used to be.
Thanks for calling our Country Legends 24/7 fan line, 800-889-2221.
Hi, my name is Lynn. My husband and I were originally born and raised in Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point, respectively. And we are a visiting family and discovered the radio station 105.5. We have the radio on morning till night, and station ain't getting changed. What a wonderful station it is. Songs I haven't heard in forever. You guys have a fabulous station. You're so lucky. Keep up the good work. And again, we love it. We absolutely love it. Thank you.
Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
In jukebox, don't start playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
In barroom mirror on the wall, go stare at someone else. Don't show the world the fool I am. Just keep it to yourself. Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
Won't you buy? There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
Can't learn. Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
Have jukebox, don't stop playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves you. You know she won't understand. Long neck bottom.
Let go my hand.
Kings of Country, right? One of the Kings of Country right there. Mr. Garth Brooks, Long Neck Bottle. On West Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Take a quick look at our day in history. Born in 1945, Red Foley became the first country performer to record in Nashville, Tennessee during the session at WSM AM's Studio B.
Wow. It wasn't until 1945?
That's
the first country song in Nashville? Wow.
That is very interesting.
They really took to it.
In 1955, born on this day in Fort Monroe, Hampton, Virginia, Steve Earle, singer, songwriter, Mustang Wine, plenty of others.
Alt country, outlaw. Yeah. Steve Earle's awesome.
Big time.
Love him.
In 1983, the rise in popularity of country music was evident at the American Music Awards, where Kenny Rogers took home 3 citations, Willie Nelson was given 2, and Alabama was named favorite band.
The ebb and flow of country music.
Yeah. And on this day in 1986, Reba McEntire became a member of the Grand Ole Opry. And in 2000, congrats to Reba.
Yeah.
And in 2000, Garth Brooks was named Artist of the Decade for the 90s during the American Music Awards, which is why we played
Artist
Mr. Brooks.
Decade.
Makes total sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us. And Melissa, Seth, thank you both. You're the best teammates ever. Appreciate you.
Not a problem.
Absolutely.